Good morning, Saturday, the 9th of October. Two baseball games to look at. Remember, I have the NFL and college podcast already out there, so check those out if you haven't already. So we'll get into these two baseball games, but first I have to ask the Tampa Bay Rays, figuratively speaking, what in the F they were doing yesterday. 5-2 lead, 5-2 lead, and you stick in Whistler and Waka. I don't, the two MWs, Matt Whistler and Michael Waka, no. Far be it from me to question their analytical skills, but I'm sorry. I would rather have Whistler's mother in there at this point, at this stage of the game. And that's no offense to Matt Whistler's mother. I'm talking about the old lady in the picture, Whistler's mother, the art. No. The one in the rocking chair. That's who I would rather have out there, to be honest. No, you can't. You blow that? I don't. Whatever. Okay. On to something more positive. Okay, so Atlanta at Milwaukee and the Dodgers at San Francisco. Now, these are going to be official plays, but only a half unit each. I don't know if I'm in shell shock from the Rays' stupidity yesterday and ineptitude. I don't know, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this up in a way that if it happens to be a 2-2 day out of these four picks, that there isn't any damage with the juice. So, and then hopefully it's 4-0 or 3-1 and not 1-3 or 0-4. These are not clear plays. Again, half unit each. All right. So Atlanta visiting Milwaukee. Milwaukee snuck one out yesterday. I mean, good. The numbers showed that. And the numbers are pretty similar today. Now, Woodruff for Milwaukee has outpitched Fried for Atlanta in the season as a whole. Near term, and I mean near term and intermediate term, Fried has been better. And as a lefty, Milwaukee is a little less successful in that situation. And the Braves are a good road team. Actually, funny thing is they're equal records. The Braves 46-36 on the road and Milwaukee 46-36 at home. Again, that's just a sidebar. That's not really the major thing you look at in this game, but it does bear something into the mix. So the thing is, Atlanta at plus 110 on the road is the play. So we have positive juice there. I am also taking under seven. Now, obviously 7.5 is a better number, and that's available as low as minus 117. But the under 7 is plus 105. So what I'm doing is, hey, if it ends up at 7, which is a very high, you know, it's a good possibility, then it's a push rather than a win. So if you like the 7.5, you want to put a little juice on there, don't be afraid of doing that. I'm not. I don't feel like spending the juice on that. I like both. I like that the underdog pricing as well, with the downside being a push. Whereas if either one of them's lost, and I'm not losing the extra juice on that. Now, the quick logic on that is these are two very good pitchers, and I don't see a lot of difference from yesterday to today. Will the bats wake up? That's possible, but there's nothing really different. Woodruff is the clone of Burns from yesterday in Milwaukee. The only thing that might do is it gives the Atlanta batters a refresher course. They've already done this yesterday. Now they might figure out how to hit this guy. It's still different stuff, but it's the same power pitcher philosophy. Whereas Fried is a different pitcher than Morton. So anyway, Atlanta and under. And the next game is Dodgers visiting San Francisco, and we're taking the road team again. This time a little bit of juice. It's available at minus 112 at FanDuel is the best line out there. Here we have Urias Julio for the Dodgers has been a stud. He's 20-3 on the year. He hasn't really gone through a bad cycle. He is a solid pitcher. Kevin Gausman of San Francisco was the horse for them in the beginning of the season. He was unbelievable. Second half of the season, he's been very hittable. He's been, I don't want to say average, but average plus maybe for the second half of the season, until the last two games where he was back to his vintage self. So a little bit of a gamble, if you will. Is Gausman back for the playoffs that you saw in the beginning of the season? Or is Gausman back for the, you know, did he have two good games and now he's back to his give up three, four runs in five, six innings type scenario, in which case the Dodgers will jump all over that. And of course, the Dodgers and the Giants were pretty even throughout the season, 10-9 throughout the season, edge to the Giants. So, you know, I consider this is it's not all or nothing yet, but we're, you know, each game that goes by, you're getting closer to all or nothing. You got to give the edge to the Dodgers here to not fold up today. And I do give the pitching edge to the Dodgers. And again, we don't have to go through all the details. It's the same matchup that's already been discussed. So I like the Dodgers, small favorite over the Giants on the road. And also taking the under. In this case, the under 7 is even at plus 100. Or you can get the under 7.5 as good as minus 115. Same exact scenario. Exact the same situation. I think we're looking at an under. Feel strong about the under. The 7 would give a push versus a win if you took the 7.5. But if it goes over 7, meaning 8, then they both lose. And then you just save the little juice. And again, my philosophy on this is to get the juice to almost nothing, where the two unders are both plus 100 and plus 105. And then the Atlanta's plus 110 and Dodgers minus 112. If I split on this, it's essentially a wash. Just had some action in the games. No harm, no foul. And that's the most likely outcome, to be totally honest. I would like 3-1 or 4-0, but that's going to, you know, is there going to be bad managerial decisions? Is there going to be just the ball bouncing the wrong way? Or will it bounce in the right way and it goes 4-0? I like, you know, again, I feel like these are not coin flips. This is a weighted coin where I have more than 50% chance of winning each of these individual bets. So therefore, when I'm not risking any juice, they are plays. But yet the most likely outcome, if you're looking at a 55% weighted coin, you're still going to end up with two heads and two tails, but you have a slight advantage. So I'm going to take that advantage and run. Again, using gambling analogy, if you have an advantage over the house and you just keep gambling and gambling and you're going to win, and that's why the house wins, because they have a slight edge over you. And if you keep gambling and gambling, you'll lose. So this is where in sports betting you can find an edge, and there is a slight edge in each of these games. Obviously, everyone else's numbers could be different. There's people that are taking the Giants because they're at home. There's people that are taking Milwaukee because they're at home. Taking Gausman, taking Woodruff. But again, I like the road teams. I like the unders. Feel good about that. Good luck today.